Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of Peter Jungagens.
Yeah.
He's a former speed skater from the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost made it to the top tier of his sport, but ended up kind of going on a different path.
Yeah.
To success. You know?
Yeah, different kind of success.
Yeah. Now he's a coach with a very unique method that combines movement and conversation.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating, actually. You know, Jungisch, he was so deeply immersed in this world of, you know, competitive speed skating.
Absolutely.
Which, as you know, is incredibly demanding, right?
Yeah.
But his story takes this really interesting turn when he doesn't quite reach the pinnacle of the sport.
Right.
And this sort of near miss, you could say, becomes a defining moment for him. It really does.
So imagine dedicating your life to something like that, to a sport.
Yeah.
And coming so close to the top, and then it doesn't happen.
Right.
That's got to be tough, you know, to grapple with. How did Jungisch kind of deal with that experience?
Well, it forced him, I think, to confront some pretty deep questions,
yeah.
You know, about his own identity and what it really means to perform well in life.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on the ice, you know?
Right, right.
He came to this realization that there's more to life than just reaching the top of the podium.
Right.
And, you know, that experience ultimately led him to coaching.
Okay, so that makes sense. But his coaching journey wasn't like a straight line, right?
Right.
From the ice rink to the coach's chair. It sounds like he was searching for something a little bit more.
Exactly. Initially, you know, Jungagens, he focused on more traditional coaching methods, you know, the talking, the analyzing, you know, strategizing, all that.
Sure.
But he quickly realized that something was missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted his experience to mean something more. He wanted it to have, you know, a deeper impact.
Yeah.
You know.
I understand that. And that missing piece turned out to be movement.
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense considering his background,
and
you know?
Precisely. He realized that movement, which was such a core part of his life as an athlete, could actually be this powerful tool for unlocking insights. Really, you know, it's brilliant when you think about it.
Yeah.
How someone moves, you know, can reveal so much about their internal state. You know, are their shoulders tense? Are they breathing shallowly? These are physical cues, right? They give you these valuable clues to what's going on beneath the surface.
So instead of, you know, just sitting in an office like a traditional therapy setting,
yeah.
He takes his clients on walks.
Yes.
But it's not just a casual stroll, is it?
Yeah.
What happens during these walks?
He's very intentional about how he structures these walking sessions.
Okay.
For example, you know, he might have you walk uphill while discussing a challenging work situation, right?
Yeah.
And you're using that physical exertion to mirror that feeling of pushing through obstacles.
Interesting.
Or let's say you're struggling with a fear of failure. He might have you walk on a more uneven path. You
yeah.
know, to kind of physically embody that feeling of instability.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's like the act of walking, it becomes a metaphor for the challenges you're facing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just talking about it. You're actually experiencing it, like in your body, right?
You're embodying the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, working through it, not just mentally, but physically.
Yeah. Right.
And it's in this context, in this more natural environment, that deeper issues and solutions can emerge more easily.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, think about how like a brisk walk can just clear your head.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, or help you process a difficult situation. Well, Jungagens, he's taken that very natural process and he's turned it into a structured approach.
Okay, so who are these clients that he's working with?
We're talking high achievers,
okay.
Leaders, entrepreneurs, even doctors, people who are used to performing at a very high level in their respective fields.
It's ironic, isn't it? You'd think people who are already at the top of their game, you know, they wouldn't feel stuck.
Right.
What do you think's going on there?
Well, Jungagens, he's found that these high achievers, despite their outward success, they often share this common feeling of being stuck.
Really?
Whether it's stress or perfectionism or even just a sense that something's missing. You know, they're looking for a way to move forward in a more meaningful way.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think a lot of us can probably relate to that, you know, even if we're not elite athletes or CEOs.
Absolutely. That feeling of being stuck, you know, of knowing there's more life,
yeah.
But not knowing how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something a lot of people experience. So how does Jungisch actually help them? What does he do during these walks?
Well, He starts by really observing how they move.
Okay.
Their posture, their gait, their breathing.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things offer these valuable insights into their internal state. It's like their physical body is a mirror reflecting their inner world.
Yeah. I could see, you know, we've all experienced how our physical state affects our mental and emotional state.
Yeah.
Like when you're feeling stressed, you might hunch your shoulders.
Exactly.
Or clench your jaw or something.
Yeah. And as they walk and talk, Young Agents gently guides them to become more aware of those physical sensations.
Okay.
He might ask questions like, where do you feel tension in your body? Or how does your breathing change when we talk about this particular issue?
So it's more than just like getting some exercise, right?
Right.
It's about tuning into your body and how it's reacting to different thoughts and emotions.
It's about bringing that mind-body connection to the forefront.
Right.
For example, a client might be talking about a stressful work deadline.
Yeah.
And realize, like, their fists are clenched.
Oh, wow.
And by simply acknowledging that physical tension and then releasing it,
mm-hmm.
they can often create a shift in their mental state as well.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how our physical state can be such a powerful reflection of our inner world.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like Young Agents takes it a step further.
Okay.
He doesn't just help people become aware of these patterns. He helps them change them.
You're right. You're right. He might suggest specific adjustments to their posture or movement to help them shift out of those negative patterns.
Okay.
Like, for instance, he might encourage someone who's feeling overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
to stand tall and take deeper breaths.
Okay.
You know, literally embodying a sense of empowerment.
So it's almost like physically practicing a new way of being.
Yeah, exactly.
And by doing it repeatedly, you start to kind of internalize that new state.
It's like rewiring your brain through movement.
Yeah.
And because it's happening in nature, in a more relaxed and open environment, it can be easier to access those deeper levels of awareness that might otherwise remain hidden.
This all sounds very intriguing, but does it really work?
Okay.
I mean, can walking and talking really lead to lasting change?
Jungians has a pretty impressive track record.
Okay.
He's helped entrepreneurs overcome burnout,
mm-hmm.
executives break free from perfectionist tendencies,
yeah.
and creatives unlock their artistic potential.
Okay.
One client, a CEO who was struggling with work-life balance, she discovered through a series of walks that her fear of slowing down stemmed from childhood experiences.
Oh, wow.
By physically slowing her pace during those walks,
okay.
she began to kind of reframe her perspective on rest and productivity.
Wow. That's a powerful example of how a seemingly simple act, like changing your walking pace, can lead to such a profound shift in perspective.
It's not about finding quick fixes.
Right.
It's about deep, lasting change.
Yeah.
And because it integrates the body and mind,
yeah.
it can be surprisingly effective.
So if someone listening is thinking, okay, this sounds interesting, but what does it have to do with me?
Right.
I'm not a CEO or a high-powered executive.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them?
I'd say that the principles that Young Agents uses are applicable to anyone facing challenges.
Okay.
Or seeking personal growth,
mm-hmm.
whether you're dealing with stress, anxiety,
yeah.
relationship issues, or creative blocks.
Sure.
The connection between movement and mental state is universal.
So what are some simple things people can do to start incorporating this mind-body connection into their own lives?
You don't need a personal coach to start benefiting from this approach.
Okay.
Start by paying more attention to your body's signals.
Mm.
How do you feel physically when you're stressed?
Right.
Where do you hold tension?
Yeah.
What type of movement makes you feel more energized or relaxed?
So it's about developing that self-awareness,
mm-hmm.
that connection to your own internal landscape.
Exactly. And then experiment.
Okay.
Take a walk when you're feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Notice how your body responds to different environments.
Yeah.
Do you feel more at ease in nature?
Right.
Does listening to music while you walk shift your energy? It's all about exploring and discovering what works for you.
It sounds like Young Jens has really tapped into something quite profound here.
Yeah.
He's not just helping people solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping them transform their lives.
He seems to be tapping into a deeper need.
Okay.
The human desire to transcend limitations and reach our full potential.
Right.
He's not just solving problems, he's facilitating transformation.
And it all goes back to that near miss
yeah.
in his speed skating career.
Right.
It's fascinating how what could have been seen as a failure actually became a catalyst for something much greater.
That's the beauty of resilience.
Yeah.
Yang Jian's didn't let that setback define him.
Mm-hmm.
He used it as fuel to discover a new path.
And in doing so, he's helping others find their own paths to fulfillment and well-being. Makes you wonder what he considers a successful outcome for his clients.
Yeah, it's not about external achievements, you know, like hitting specific targets or reaching certain milestones.
Okay.
It's not about checking boxes or climbing ladders. Right. It's about something much deeper and more personal.
Okay.
He defines success as helping people become the best versions of themselves.
Right.
Regardless of external markers of success.
That's refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
Especially in a world that often equates success with material possessions or professional status.
Right.
What does that look like in practice, though?
Yeah.
How does he know when a client has achieved that kind of transformation?
He pays attention to shifts in their overall well-being.
Okay.
Their energy levels, their relationships, their sense of purpose.
Yeah.
He's shared some pretty remarkable stories about clients who've made significant life changes after working with him. For example, there was an entrepreneur who was constantly pushing himself to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
He was successful on paper,
right,
but deeply unhappy and burned out through Yang Jian's coaching.
Yeah.
He realized he was driven by a fear of failure stemming from his childhood. By literally slowing down his pace during walks and reflecting on those deeper issues, he was able to reevaluate his priorities and create a more balanced and fulfilling life.
It's amazing how such a simple act like changing your walking pace can lead to such profound insights.
It's not just about the walking. It's about using movement as a tool for self-discovery and transformation.
And that's a tool that anyone can use, regardless of their background or profession.
Right.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Peter Jungian's world, what's the one thing you hope listeners take away from this conversation?
I hope they're inspired to explore the connection between their own bodies and minds.
Okay.
We often get so caught up in our thoughts and to-do lists that we forget to listen to the wisdom of our bodies.
Right.
Yang Jian's reminds us that movement can be a powerful pathway to personal growth and well-being.
It's a reminder to pay attention to those subtle cues.
Yeah.
The tension in our shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
The shallowness of our breath.
Exactly.
And to use movement as a way to process emotions.
Yeah.
Clear our minds.
Absolutely.
And connect with our true selves.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding what works for you, whether it's a brisk walk in nature.
Right.
A yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a dance session in your living room.
Exactly.
The key is to make movement a conscious part of your life.
Yeah.
Not just a means to an end.
Yeah.
But an end in itself.
I think that's a great point.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
A reminder to move, reflect, and discover the power that lies within each of us.
Beautifully said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Peter Jungian's unique approach to coaching and personal growth.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.